All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. I'm glad that you are not watching the DNC. Don't bother watching it. Just wait for all the videos to be cut up and then watch it then. That's what I do. Last night, I actually came home, could have watched all of Joe Biden's speech, which Aaron did.
I did.
But I sat at home and just started sending stuff into the podcast. Stayed up till I don't know when. But anyway, I'm not watching that junk. There's no point in it. I do read what the left is saying. I do, because I want to know what my enemy's saying. But there's nothing for me. Aaron is a glutton. He's a glutton for punishment. So he watches all that stuff. Yeah. Doesn't affect him as much, though. Like, I watch it and I get mad. My wife was telling me just some irritating things on the way here. And I was mad. I'm just now getting over being mad. It's just telling me some irritating church stuff. And I'm like, and I was mad coming in. So Aaron can watch. He doesn't get affected by it. But me, I get affected by it. So you're better off just spending the night with us. Now, we're going to launch tonight on all lies. I'm going to start off with all the lies, not just from the DNC. Let's launch with one of the biggest lies. And this is one of those things where, just so you know, you're not wasting your time by watching this podcast. Yeah. Because, listen, when I'm wrong, I'll tell you I'm wrong. And it's not looking good for me with Gavin Newsom right now.
Yeah.
It's not looking good. I said Gavin would be running. It's not official yet.
It's true.
It's not official.
We got time.
But it's not looking good. Aaron and I both went out on a limb, and we're like, you know, we believe that Gavin's going to run. We believe that there was going to be kind of an insurrection at the DNC. Doesn't look like we were right. But anyway, and we'll come out and say it.
Yeah.
That we were wrong. But you know what? Most of the time, we and I on this podcast were right. Let me show you. Go to the First Reform Me Heather Zero Hedge tweet. On Wednesday, the Bureau of Statistics will downward revise. How many times have I told you that?
So many.
See, what happens is, and I'll read the whole tweet in a second. What happens is, this is all on purpose. It's all a psyop. The Biden administration puts out these glowing, huge job numbers, and that makes the headlines. You have CNN, you have Joe and Mika come out and say, look how great it is. Look how great these numbers are. All the idiots on Twitter, you know, like the Krasenstein brothers and all the rest of them on Twitter, come out, you know, like the, you know, the very, all, you know, whatever, MSNBC, CNN, all the various pundits, all the various mainstream media sources come out and say, look at these startling, awesome job numbers. Just so you know, now most of you have a life. You're not like me. I don't have a life. So this is what I do. This is what I do. I preach and I make podcasts. That's what I do. Actually, Aaron makes them. I just give it to him to make. But anyway, that's what I do. You guys have lives. So what I do is, when I see those job numbers come out, I just wait for these to come out, because they always do. And by the way, even the mainstream media puts them out, but they don't put them out in headline fashion. They just put them out. They just go ahead and post them somewhere. They're not headlines. They're 8th, 11th page in the New York Times. The front page is startling, awesome Biden job numbers. And then when the revisions come out, revising them severely down, you're like, Tom, isn't that all lying? Yeah, it's all lying. It's all bold-faced lying. Here's a case in point. We are reducing the deficit. I'll go with debt first, because deficits and debts are two different things. We're reducing the national debt. You've heard every Republican and every Democrat say that. And by the way, of course, just in case there's anybody new watching, I'm dyed-in-the-wall Republican, voting down-ballot Republican, but we need to hold up Republicans to account.
Yeah.
So every Republican, every Democrat says they are lowering the national debt, right? Does it ever get lowered? And then we just keep voting for the same people over and over again. I mean, we just keep voting for the same people. They sit there and they go, we are lowering the national debt. Joe Biden will do that. Aaron, I kept meaning to tell you this. Whenever you can, we need to have it holstered like every podcast. We need to have the debt clock.
Oh, yeah.
And they will tell you that they are lowering the debt. Now, let's, of course, pick on the worst offenders, of course, are the Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
Where you had Barack Hussein Obama. Now, listen, George W. Bush was an absolute apocalypse as a president. He sucked. Some of the things he gets credited for, he didn't do. It was actually Dodd-Frank that caused the mortgage collapse. It wasn't him. It was the banks in collusion with Dodd-Frank. Nothing to do with George W. Bush. But he did a lot of stupid crap, too. So George W. Bush adds between $8 and $9 trillion to the debt. Now, everyone just needs to know that, and I'll get to this, all these lies in just a minute. This is just setting up how they lie. So George W. Bush comes in and adds between $8 and $9 trillion to our national debt. Now, what was our national debt in 2000 when he took office? This is after Billy for 8 years. This is after his dad for 4 years, Reagan for 8 years, even Jimmy Carter for 8 years, Nixon for 4+ years. You know, Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ. Yep. Got LBGTQ in my head. So LBJ, John F. Kennedy, you know, Harry Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, everybody. So this all and all the other presidents, Lincoln, Washington, everybody.
Yeah.
Our total debt in 2000 was less than $1 trillion. By the time George W. Bush left office as the globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitist that he is, we were just, say, $8 trillion in debt. Then Hussein Obama comes in. Now, George W. Bush is espousing the whole time that he's going to lower the debt. So, and then Hussein Obama comes in and he says, it was basically almost treasonous what George W. Bush did by lumping onto our country $8 trillion worth of debt until Hussein Obama added $11 trillion onto the $8 trillion, all the while claiming that he was lowering the debt. You're like, what? Wouldn't a Democrat wake up to that when you're being lied to? I mean, it would be akin to you walking into your house and your wife is sitting there making out with a dude and says, I'm not cheating on you. Oh, okay, I believe you. So you're saying you're lowering the debt and you got the debt clock spinning. I mean, just spinning in like turbo fashion with nitrous on it. And they say they're lowering the debt. They're never actually lowering the debt. They're lowering, and if they're even doing this, it's questionable. What they're actually lowering is the rate of increase. So instead of it increasing 100%, they lowered it to 99.98%. I'm lowering the debt. That's what they always say. And it's the same thing they pull with these numbers. Look at all the jobs. Well, Zero Hedge, and they got, look at the views on this, 8.8 million views. We're going to win this election, unless there's mass voting fraud, which, by the way, we are set up for it, which I need to get to tonight no matter what. So I may have to go into a little bit over overtime.
Yeah.
Zero Hedge tweet, on Wednesday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics will downward revise again jobs for April 20. Look at the dates here. For a year. They get downward revised all the time before this, just so you know. But now they're going to go back for a year. Now, why would the Bureau of Labor and Statistics do this when they are actually a Biden administration outfit? Because they think Trump's going to win. And that when Trump takes office, it's going to reveal to the world that they committed mass fraud.
Yeah.
Mass fraud. Is it criminal? Honestly, I don't know if it's criminal, but it is mass fraud. And these people will be liable for this. So they're going to revise these labor numbers, these job numbers, what is job numbers down from April 2023 to March 2024 for the last year.
Jeez.
By up to 1 million jobs. Remember, we added 200,000 jobs in the month of April.
Yeah.
We added 2,000 jobs in the month of March. We added 200,000 jobs in the month of February. Only 178,000 jobs in January. We even added 74,000 jobs in December. This is what comes out all the time. And then you have Jake Tapper come out. Then you have Joe Scarborough come out. Look at what Biden's doing. And Biden comes out. And Karine Jean-Pierre comes out. Same thing with their crime statistics that we've gone over 1 million times on the podcast. All bold-faced lies. Crime's up 37%, and they claim that it's down 12%. Bold-faced lies. It's, again, if you believe crime is down, that's like walking into your house, and your wife is making out with a dude, and she says, don't worry, I'm not cheating on you. Oh, okay. You're sitting there watching the streets as a Democrat, and you believe that crime is down 12%? How do you vote for somebody? How do you vote for somebody when you walk into a grocery store and eggs are up 67%?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have such cognitive dissonance, really what you could label as outright abject insanity or asinine idiocy, AI, to sit there and vote for that again. I mean, it really, really rivets my mind. It really, I'm like, you got to be kidding. It blows my mind. This means that all beats recorded in the past year will have been misses, and the U.S. job market is far worse shape than the administration would admit, which lo and behold, this is just coming out now, which I'm surprised is coming out now, that they didn't wait till the end of November to do this. The reason why is because of Vegas odds.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe me? I'm telling you it's true. Vegas odds have Trump winning. Listen, that's why they're doing this, because they do not want to be held accountable for this. Is that that clock?
Yes, sir.
There's one that's bigger, though. There's one that has the numbers. It's really huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep, yep.
See if you can find that. But there it is. Just so you know, leave it up there for just a second, Aaron. That's not big enough, though. See that? U.S. state, United States national debt. Look at that thing. And Joe Biden's lowering the debt. You can't even do the 100,000s because they go by too fast. 200. Look how fast it's going up by hundreds of thousands.
Ugh.
Do you see that? He's lowering the debt, though.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So anyway, yeah, there's a bigger one. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
you see it all the time. You know what I'm talking about? Aaron, just never stop until you find it. I'm just kidding. I'd rather you do other things. All right, go to the next one for me, Heather. California has already put out the revision. What California reported, Gavin Newsom, the bull-faced, fake white bleached teeth, greasy-haired moron, the top figure is what he's been telling all of his constituency. The actual reality is that one, the bottom one. That's the actual reality. And that is right there, that represents a nationwide, this is basically nationwide statistics narrowed down solely for California. But that's what Joe Biden's been doing over the last 3 years and 8 months of his presidency. Bold faced, freaking lying. And here's the thing. If Trump did this, I'd put it on the podcast and rip the crap out of Trump, just like I did with vaccines and COVID.
Yeah.
Truth is truth. Truth does not adhere to political party. Truth does not attach itself to political party. A political party doesn't make you either a truth speaker or a liar. You just decide which one. There it is. That's the one, Aaron. There's the national. That's it. Keep that with you. Keep that holstered up at all times.
Got it.
That is reality. Look at us. Look at this. Ugh. Look at our debt clock. Can you blow up the top left-hand corner?
Yeah, give me a second.
There we go. Look at that thing. Look at that thing.
Ugh.
And it even has, what are some of the other stats on top of that?
Debt per citizen, $100,000.
Yeah, is that what it says right next to it? Debt per citizen? Oh, right now, you owe $104,000 to the federal government. It's fact. You don't think they're gonna come and collect that off you? They will. That's per citizen. That's not per adult. That's not per family. Who in here has minor children? Aaron's about to have baby. Heather's got at least two minor children left. I don't know if Eli's still a minor, but at least two. Everybody is paying that.
Yeah.
Caleb, when he's born, Aaron.
Yep.
He owes that.
I know.
And by the time by the time Caleb gets born, probably be about $115,000.
The one next to that is debt per taxpayer, $268,000.
What's the one underneath it? Federal spending.
Yeah, official federal spending.
Okay. Oh yeah, look at that. Okay, now look at that. The one that's second from the top left. Federal spending, official federal spending. Now, what did we bring in tax revenue last year? $5 trillion. Look what we spent so far. $6.8
trillion.
That's where we're at. This is our country. And people think that we are absolutely impervious to falling apart into becoming a third world country. Not with these lies. Go to the next one for me, Heather. Center for Immigration Studies. All employment growth has gone to where? To the foreign born. So this has all gone to illegal migrants. These job numbers that just got majorly revised down. The reason why they had to be revised down is because they're all going to foreign workers. Americans are gaining no jobs at all. And Democrats know that. And Democrats have been fired from their jobs and are still voting for Kamala Harris. 183,000 fewer U.S. born Americans are working than in 2019. Pre-COVID.
Oh my gosh.
183,000 fewer people are working since 2019, before COVID. Yet the number of illegals, so get this now, 183,000 less Americans are working, but the number of immigrants, legal and illegal working, is up 2.9 million since 2019. Down for Americans, 183,000. Up for illegals, 2.9 million. That's all on purpose so that Democrats can be elected to political office. Go to the next one for me. Trump War Room video. Here's Trump's response to the posting of these statistics. Play for me, Heather.
There has been a report that the job numbers over the last period of time were fraudulent. And I understand that because I know how the job numbers go. And if you want to be a bad person in high office, you can be a bad person, but the numbers are going to be revised that the job numbers were far less at nobody's ever seen if the 600,000 to a million people less, jobs less. And let's see if that turns out to be true. But that's what the rumor is. It was reported by a very respected outfit group. And we'll see what happens. But that's a terrible insult to our economy, because we were seeing numbers that were okay, not great. But now we're seeing numbers that, when they're adjusted, are a disaster.
One.
So there you go. Just lie after lie after lie. Then we're going to do a whole section here on Biden lies just from his speech last night. I'll try to make that brief. But anyway, so here's a little pick from Gateway Pundit. Bidenomics, General Motors announces cuts. This is the guy. Okay, this was, remember Hulk Hogan, the side-by-side in the pregame? We're going to play it for you again. General Motors announces cuts. This is their union leader right here. This is him last night at the convention. As he's cutting jobs, General Motors announced cuts of 1,000 software engineers, 600 in Michigan alone, the day after UAW president, because he was talking there last night, cut all the jobs today. So you have the union leader at the DNC last night endorsing Kamala Waltz. He's there endorsing Harris Waltz, right? And then the next day he knows he's going to cut jobs. He's there that night knowing he's going to cut jobs while he's endorsing the people who are causing the jobs to be cut. This is that guy. Play for me. Play for me, Aaron.
The great American poet, Nelly. It's getting hot in here.
Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
So he's quoting some unknown poet, and we have Hulk Hogan. I think you know who to vote for, correct?
Yeah.
So there you go. So there's this bolt. Imagine that. Just imagine. You're like, Tom, get off of it. Just one more thing. It's the same thing, but I just have to say it one more time. Imagine being there. You're doing that. You're little cuck boy on the stage, right? And you're saying, I'm quoting, poet whatever, unknown, who, abstract poet moron. And you're quoting him knowing you're about to cut a bunch of people's jobs and endorsing the people that are causing the cuts. True. I mean, think about what kind of person you have to be to do that. Why would you ever be endorsing the people that are causing your union to have to cut jobs? Amazing. All right, Overton video. Let's break down the Biden lies from last night. Overton video new, fact-checking the top lies told by President Biden during the DNC address in under 5 minutes. So here's the, I won't do it in under 5 minutes. That's Overton did in under 5 minutes. All right, so first of all, we've got the blood bath hoax. I mean, Biden brought out all the things that have been completely and totally disproven, have been debunked, and not only debunked by us, debunked by the left, debunked by PolitiFact. Debunked by the Washington Post. And he still said, imagine that. Imagine if you were at the RNC and all of, like, the Gateway Pundit and Bongino and Bannon and Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson had debunked what you're about to say, and you say it anyway. That's what Biden, I mean, these people are so devoid of human dignity that even when they are fact-checked and fact-checked called liars by their own Goebbels media, they'll say it anyway. They're so devoid of all integrity, they'll do it anyway. So let's start off. Here's lie number one, the bloodbath hoax. Play for me, Heather.
He's promising a bloodbath if he loses, in his words.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine, all he does is build car manufacturing plants. He's the biggest in the world.
So quoting Biden, it's going to be a bloodbath. That's how he was talking. It's going to be a bloodbath.
It's so random.
I know. It's like, dude, I mean, what happened? Are you getting, is he getting like shocked by somebody? He's getting spontaneous enemas? What is it exactly that's happening that causes you to talk like that? I mean, you're like, Tom, you scream. Yeah, but I scream consistently the whole time.
True.
It's not like, you know, we're going on bloodbath. And then, you know, I think bloodbath. You're not doing that. I mean, something's wrong with you if you're doing that, like being demon-possessed.
Yeah.
So what the bloodbath was about was tariffs.
Yeah.
And yet it's propagated as some sort of insurrection.
Yeah.
It was about tariffs. It was about U.S. car companies threatening to leave the United States and build their cars in Mexico. And he said, you know what, Ford? You know what, Chevy? You know what, Dodge? If you do that, I'll charge you 100% tariffs whenever you try to re-import your cars.
Yeah.
And he says, that's if I get elected. But if I don't get elected, it'll be a bloodbath because all of the Americans losing their jobs. And all those jobs going to Mexico, that's the bloodbath. You know, the one that was illustrated by the head of the UAW union head that just said it was endorsing the Democratic Party, well, endorsing the Democratic ticket last night when he is about to lose 1,000 jobs, 600 in Michigan alone.
Yeah.
So that's what think about it. It was at the same night. The bloodbath was actually occurring at the DNC. The UAW president was there endorsing Kamala Harris, knowing that he was about to cut all of these jobs. Well, he doesn't cut them. His jobs will be cut because of Bidenomics. But he's there endorsing Bidenomics.
Right.
And then Joe Biden talks about a bloodbath. Joe Biden, who gets pushed to like 11:30 at night. He's the president of the freaking United States of America. And he gets pushed to 11:30 at night. I mean, it's really, really,
it really
is unbelievable. Yeah. It really is. I was sitting there thinking last night as I'm sending stuff into the podcast. I'm like, he hasn't talked yet. I'm like, I can flip over and listen to him talk. I'm not going to bother.
Yeah.
So that's hoax number one. Lie number one. Libs of TikTok video. Here's number two. Joe Biden repeats the very fine people hoax. Play for me.
It was asked what he thought had happened. Donald Trump said, and I quote, there are very fine people on both sides. My God. That's what he said. That is what he said and what
one.
He...
So here it is again. Now, this was actually checked. It was either PolitiFact. I think it was actually Snopes.
Yeah.
I can't remember which. But anyway, Snopes fact-checked this lie. This has been now... Now, of course, why did Snopes do it then? I don't know. Because for they let Joe Biden espouse that lie of something that Donald Trump said, and I believe 2017-ish, yeah, somewhere in there, 2017. Donald Trump never said that, never said anything remotely close to that. And now finally Snopes in 2024, I believe it was like 3-4 months ago, they finally said that was not true, which just shows you, again, if you're going to have a Hitler, you're going to have a Mao, you're going to have a Stalin, you have to have a Goebbels. You have to have a Mengele. You have to have those people in place. You have to have fact checkers in place that don't actually fact check for 3 years and 8 months because it's not politically expedient for them to do so for the narrative that they actually want pushed forward. So what did Trump actually say? Play for me, Heather.
Excuse me, they didn't put themselves down as you, and you had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. But you know what? It's fine. You're changing history, you're changing culture, and you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists.
And I am not talking about the neo-Nazis or the white nationalists. They should be condemned completely. I am not talking about the neo-Nazis or the white supremacists. White nationalists, they should be condemned outrightly, or whatever he said, completely, yeah, whatever it was.
Yep.
So there it is. It's over. But yet the man keeps saying it over and over and over again. How can you, as a Democrat, I mean, if it was me and Trump lied, I said it about Project 2025. Trump did not write 2025, but Trump knew about 2025 and said that he didn't. He shouldn't have said that. See, because I am not beholden to Donald Trump. I am beholden to the Almighty God, and I am beholden to the truth because the truth is of God. So no matter who, if it's a lie, Now, what Trump said about 2025 could have been misconstrued because sometimes he doesn't communicate really concisely or precisely. What he probably meant was, I had nothing to do with the construction and the writing of 2025 when he said I had nothing to do with it or I didn't know anything about it. But it can be turned that way. So, I will always go with the truth. Imagine being a Democrat. The video's right there. I mean, again, I don't mean to keep using this example over and over again, but it's like walking into your house and your wife is making out with a dude. And she goes, she looks up in the middle of making out, looks up and says, I'm not cheating on you, and goes right back to making out. That's being a Democrat. That's the kind of oblivion you have to live in to be a Democrat. To believe the lies that are absolutely unfolding right before your very eyes. The lies that are proven to be lies right in front of your face, and you still espouse them, and you still believe them, and you still vote for the propagators of them. It's beyond me. It really is. All right, let's go on to the next one. Townhall.com video of Joe Biden brags about building. Remember this story? Told you, not wasting your time watching this podcast. Building 500,000 vehicle electric charging stations. Joe Biden just said he built 500,000 electric charging stations. Play it for me, Heather.
Go to the IBEW installing 500,000. 500,000 charging stations all across America.
The IBEW has installed 500,000 electric car charging stations. Remember, that was funded back in 2021 to the tune of $8 billion of your dollars. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, how many have been installed right now? Depending on which report. One report has 7, and one report has 8.
Oh.
Big difference.
8.
Now, please make sure you understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying 70 or 80. I'm not saying 700 or 800, 7,000 or 8,000. I'm saying 7 or 8. That's what's been shared. And the man gets up to a podium in front of millions of people worldwide, thousands live, and says he and the IBEW have, quote, installed 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. They have installed exactly 7. Bold face lies, and Democrats will still vote for it. If that was my candidate right there, I would Nancy Pelosi the whole thing. Okay, I'm done. I can't vote for that guy or girl. If it was my candidate that goes up there and says, you know, if it's one thing like you know, Trump says something, you know, State of the Union was the most watched he's ever watched, or his address to the nation. Okay, and he's just bloviating. That's one thing, and I don't agree with that either.
Yeah.
But when you go up there and it's actual statistical data, and you go, you know, or you do the whole Tim Walz thing, I'm a retired command sergeant major. No, you aren't. I fought in the war. No, you didn't.
Yeah, no.
It's just absolutely abject dishonesty. Right there. It's not, and by the way, you know, whether it is that you're aggrandizing the story or not, listen, to God, it's all lying.
Yep.
All right. I get it. But, you know, it's worse. It's worse if you are just bold-faced lying.
Yeah.
Like when you're using statistical data, I installed 500,000 electric car charging stations over the last 3 years when you actually installed 7.
Or eight. You know.
There you go. Let's go to the next one. I could spend 30 minutes on that. All right, Greg Price video, because I just don't understand how people could vote for this stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Greg Price video. Biden tells his biggest lie of the night. Get this. He says there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office. That's what he's saying. Play it for me.
Then I had to take executive action. The result of the executive action I took, border encounters have dropped over 50%. In fact, there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office.
Hey guys, good morning. Bill Malugin here in Normandy, Texas, a tiny little town on the north side of Eagle Pass. And as you can see behind me, we have another group of several hundred migrants crossing illegally here. This is the third time in the last 4 days we have seen this during these early morning hours. This is going to be a group of several hundred.
Hola, ¿de dónde son?
Dominicano.
All right, so we're getting a lot of Dominican Republic.
Cubano.
Yeah.
Dominicano.
Nicaragua.
De dónde son?
Nicaragua.
De dónde son? Hola, ¿de dónde son? Nicaragua. Okay. So this is the first little batch that has come through. We've still got a lot more people walking up. Ed, if you can pan over to the left right here. We still have several hundred more walking up. But as you can see, almost all of these people are single adults. Once they cross the river, Border Patrol escorts them into this processing area. They've only got one bus right here right now, which isn't going to cut it. And most of these people, they're showing up here to turn themselves in because they know they will be released into the U.S. after processing.
Now, that's not a line waiting to get into a Trump event. That's illegals crossing yesterday. And Joe Biden says, quote, there are fewer border crossings. Now, look at the graph. See that big arrow now? Aaron just pulled this up for me. This is right when Trump got shot, by the way. He was showing this graph.
Yep.
So you see the big arrow on the bottom pointing up. That's when Trump left office, Joe Biden. Now, you see the giant Mount Everest to the right? That's today. There, and by the way, just so everybody knows, all of their statistics are bold-faced lies to the negative. So when they tell you, you know, we cut, and I know all of you that watch this podcast regularly know what I'm about to tell you. When they tell you that, you know, we've cut border crossings in half, they haven't cut border crossings in half. They haven't cut border crossings in half. They're doing the exact same thing that they do with the UCR and the criminal justice data. They're just not reporting it. 15,000 people still cross the border. They just reclassify them as non-crossers. That's what they do. That's what they did with the job numbers. That's what Biden does in his speech. That's what they do with the crime numbers. That's what they do with the deficit numbers. Joe, when Donald Trump left office, it's that upward arrow right there. And Joe Biden says there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office. And the Mount Everest, which is the black arrow on the top, is Joe Biden today. How can you be a Democrat? I get if you just hate everybody, but how can you be a Democrat and vote for these just abject lies? Unbelievable. All right, Dom Lucre video. Breaking news, Joe Biden is legitimately losing his mind. Here it is, suckers and losers. Lie again. Play for me.
Suckers and losers. Who in the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is?
Well, who does he think he is? The person who never said it, according to 19 confirmed witnesses. He never said it. It was John Kelly, another cuck boy general out of the military, who will say anything to shine the shoes of Democrats and bootlick and butt kiss Democrats so that Johnny can get another job in some Democratic administration. So Johnny will say anything. Where did that article come from? The Atlantic Council. In the Atlantic magazine, which is just a leftard, leftist, globalist, bourgeois, elitist think tank magazine. That's where they got that from. John Kelly told the Atlantic that. That's akin to telling, let's see, not the Wall Street Journal, New York Times that. That's akin to telling the Washington Post that.
Yeah.
That's akin to telling Politico that. So, of course, that's what 19 confirmed witnesses said. Donald Trump has never said anything like that in his life, ever. And he didn't. Now, where am I at now? More on Biden lies. All right, Carly Bonet video.
Yep.
You got to listen to this one. There's really no way to describe it except to listen to it. Play for me, Heather.
All the factors, all those chemical factors are right next to the poorest neighborhoods. They're the ones we're going to bring back.
The chemical factories,
yes,
built next to the poorest neighborhoods.
Yep.
Which he is alluding to the non-fact that they've been poisoning the poorest neighborhoods. But he says the chemical factories built next to these poor neighborhoods, those are the ones we're going to bring back. So going to bring back these poisonous chemical factories. Remember his old Scranton story about he'd get up in the morning and there was oil all over his windshield? It was like an oil spill all over his windshield, which, by the way, nobody else in Scranton has ever said that occurred.
Yeah.
That they got up in the morning every day, turn on my windshield wipers, and there's an oil slick on my windshield. Nobody else in Scranton has ever said that, ever in life. Remember his other stupid stories about seeing men kissing?
Yeah.
And his dad goes, Joey, that's just because they love each other. None of these things ever happen. These people are demonic, pathological liars. And not only that, so he's saying that these chemical factories are poisoning these neighborhoods, and those chemical factories, we're going to bring them back. Right, what else does he want to do? He actually wants to strengthen illegal immigration. Play for me, Heather.
When Donald Trump left office, and unlike Trump, We will not demonize immigrants, saying they're the poison of blood of America, poison the blood of our country. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration, including protecting dreamers and more.
Well, it's true. It's just, I mean, again, it's just a Freudian slip. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening illegal immigration, just like he said the other night. Well, you know, when he was asked, are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power? Not if Trump wins.
Right.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And he tried to take it back, just like he would here. Okay, what have they been doing for the last 3 years and 8 months? Strengthening illegal immigration. So he says he and Kamala are committed to the furtherance of strengthening illegal immigration. Of course. So there's the Biden lies. Couple things here. I didn't get to the one. Did we not do the gun one? Did I miss the gun one somehow? About the number one cause of death with kids? I must have missed that.
I think that was
in
the pregame.
It's not you, Aaron. It's me. I mean, it was the pregame. So, yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
So he also said, well, part of the lies, I want to make sure we cover this because Aaron and Naz looked this up last night. And I knew this was the case, but I didn't know which ones were actually number one and number two. So he said the number one cause of death, this was in the same speech as all these other lies, the number one cause of death of juveniles, anybody under the age of 18, in America is a gunshot wound. Now, let's ask ourselves this question. Heather, why are you laughing already? So let's ask ourselves this question. So if that's the number one cause of death in America, how many people do you know whose kid has died from a gunshot wound? Go. I mean, again, who? Now, ask yourself this. Now, I was in law enforcement for 25 years. 1992, 2017, always at street-level law enforcement, either in school resource or patrol itself. Always. Mm-hmm. Not a higher-up, retired as a sergeant. I never worked a crime where a kid was killed by a gun. You're like, well, Tom, you're in Mayberry at Sarasota. I know. Listen, Sarasota is a very nice area. It's not high crime. I'm definitely not working like the streets of Chicago with the DNC there. Not doing that. But I am saying, you know what? I'd run into one. Or I'd see dispatch calls for some kids shooting themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Sarasota County pulls up between 120,000, 150,000 case numbers a year. All right? When I left.
Yeah.
Then that's just Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. That's not Venice Police Department, Sarasota Police Department. Northport Police Department, Longboat Key Police Department are all part of Sarasota County. There wasn't any in 25 years. I mean, there may have been one that I missed in 25 years, 92 to 2017. Now, how many kids did I see drowning, though?
Yeah.
Okay, that's happened. And how many people have had a near drowning experience with their child? Right?
Yeah.
See, now, because the number two cause of death of kids is drowning. Well, they proved it, Tom. It must be gunshots, number one. Nope, that'd be car crashes. The number one, that's what he does. He's talking, you know, real quiet. You know, the number one cause it. No, it's not, Joe. It's not. It's not remotely that way. And by the way, all of those statistics, when they talk about kids and guns, it's not them walking into their parents' gun safe and shooting themselves by accident. As a five-year-old, 99.9%, I sound like Trump right there, 99.9%.
Yeah. China.
China. Of those gun deaths are actually 17, 16, 17, and 18-year-olds because they have believed, don't hold me to the 18-year-old part, but I believe that I'm correct, is that they actually count 18 and 19-year-olds in those statistics. Most of those deaths are suicides. Now, I know most of them are suicides. I'm just the 18, 19 part. These are people who killed themselves, teenagers who killed themselves, and they're painting it as five-year-olds walking around dad's 9mm and capping their own brain. It's not what happens. It's all bold-faced lies. Or we'd all, if that was the number one cause of death, wouldn't we know somebody who died from that cause of death? How many of you know somebody who died in a car crash?
Yeah.
How many of you know a kid who died in a car crash? Or know have friends who know of somebody or friends whose kid died in a car crash? You know that. It's the same thing with COVID. Ain't nobody dying of COVID. Where was it? But people believe it. And the saddest thing is there's conservatives that believe that. It's not true. It's not remote. It's no more true than the good people on both sides hoax. I'm looking at them. The chemical factory hoax. Committed to strengthening illegal migration hoax. Suckers and losers hoax. There's fewer people crossing the border today than when Donald Trump left office hoax. I said suckers and losers already. Hoax. What's the other ones I got here? Very fine people hoax. Already said that one. bloodbath hoax. It's all the same hoax.
Yeah.
All right, just a couple of quick little headlines from today. It's coming out from the New York. It was actually a New York Times article. Also credit Alex Jones. There was that Joe Biden was revealed that there was a memo sent by Joe Biden to the Pentagon to war game a simultaneous nuclear war with Russia, China, and North Korea at the same time.
Great.
Biden administration, which is actually Hussein Obama, Susan Rice, and Ron Klain, they sent a memo to the Pentagon to do war gaming exercises for a simultaneous nuclear war with Russia, China, and North Korea, just so you know. That where did that come out today? In the bastion of right-wing conservatism, that is the New York Times. That's where it came out. Also, the other big thing is there are rumors, and it's coming from RFK's running mate, that RFK is talking about dropping out and endorsing Trump, and Trump is talking about giving him a position in the administration.
Yeah.
I'd like RFK to be in charge of something having to do with vaccines.
100%. 100%.
Exactly. 100%. Now, yeah. In order for us to get into office, there's something that we're going to have to conquer, folks, and it's going to have to be conquered in August, September, and October, or we're going to lose. You heard it here first. We're going to lose if this isn't conquered.
Yeah.
Or if it's not extremely mitigated, and that's election fraud. You got to listen to this. Wall Street apes video. This is your reminder. DNC Democrats have already flooded America with illegal migrants and moved them to swing states where they need their votes. Play for me, Heather.
There's been a huge surge in voter registration in swing states by people registering to vote without a picture ID. They're using the last four digits of a social security number, not just their social security name. It could be anybody's social security number. We have no idea. Texas, 1.25 million registrations going through the Social Security Administration's database in just the past 3 months. Arizona, swing state, 500,000 plus. Pennsylvania, 255,000 plus. It's kind of crazy what's happening in these states. All someone needs is the last four digits of a social security number to register.
So News Nation is now catching up with the TLP.
Yep.
The News Nation is now telling you what I told you 5 months ago. And I'm not, this is not bragging about myself. I'm not saying this is all, I didn't get it. I didn't come up with it. I just studied to show myself approved. I told you months ago that people were registering to vote using the last four digits of their social security number. Like, no problem, Tom. They're Americans. They're not Americans.
Nope.
They're given a social security number at the border by the NGOs, Catholic Charities, Jewish Charities, funded by the Biden administration. And given, well, it's not given by the NGOs, but the NGOs put them in a position where the federal government gives them a social security number.
Yeah.
And the federal government then has plausible deniability. We didn't register anybody to vote. We just gave them the ability to register to vote. An illegal ability to register to vote. How is it that you get a social security number when you aren't born in the United States of America, when the requirement to get a social security number is that you're born in the United States of America, but they still get one anyway? I've told you this now. If this isn't fixed, we're going to lose. We're going to lose Texas. Look at Texas.
Yeah.
Remember what I told you? How much is it? Where is it now? Remember I reported to you 5-6 months ago it's 250,000? Where is it at now? You think we're going to win Texas? If Laura Trump and the RNC is not over this, we're going to lose. We'll lose Texas. The only state that we won't lose is Florida because of Ron DeSantis. Greg Abbott's still a spineless little worm half the time. If this isn't fixed, it doesn't matter. And you know what's funny is that people get very disinterested with this because I'm not talking about the New World Order or CBDCs or vaccines, and they get disinterested. Give me as disinterested as you want to be. I'm preaching to the choir right now. I know you're watching, but I'm just saying. People can be as disinterested as they want to be. We can say Trump is great, and Trump is great. My favorite president of all time.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, we can say Trump's great all he wants. But if the people counting the vote give it to his opponent fraudulently, doesn't matter. You're like, well, we'll fix it afterwards. You can't fix it afterwards because you got about 27 days until the thing has to be certified. You can't even file a small claims lawsuit in that time.
Right.
And you're going to challenge an election before certification? Well, who deems... when the certification are. All the secretaries of state, which are all globalist, bourgeois, leftist, elitist, or rhino Republicans pretending to be Republicans.
Yeah.
Right here. People registering to vote without photo ID. Right here. Using the last four of the Social Security numbers. Those important states, that would be Arizona, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Texas isn't considered to be a swing state, but it ought to be. 1.2 million people. have registered to vote in the state of Texas using the last four digits of their Social Security number. Right there. Arizona, 511,000. Pennsylvania, 255,000. Trump lost Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes.
Yep.
And you think we're going to win? If this isn't fixed, we're not going to win. Don't get your hopes up. This has to be fixed. Hopefully it will be. There are things happening. I'm tearing you down right now. I'll build you back up. But I'm tearing you down right now. So those are the numbers. I wanted everybody to see them. I actually have them written on a sheet here, but I don't need them anymore. Let's go to the next one. George Video, breaking the Alabama Secretary of State. Here it comes. Building you back up. Just discovered thousands of non-citizens registered to vote in November's election. Play for me, Heather.
3,000 registered voters in Alabama just got booted from the state voter rolls. That's after the Secretary of State, Wes Allen, ordered the removal of all non-citizens who were registered. But how did non-citizens get registered in the first place? WAFF 48's Nick Ballinger spoke to the Secretary of State to get to the bottom of this story. Nick?
Yeah, Margo, when I asked Secretary Allen how these people got registered to vote in the first place, he couldn't give me a clear answer just yet, saying it was still being investigated. But when he gave me a breakdown of how many there were in each county, the numbers were glaring.
This is a list from Secretary of State Wes Allen of how many non-citizens were registered to vote in our counties. The state found 3,251 people. 742 of them were from North Alabama.
We got the information. We cross-checked it against our centralized data file here in the state of Alabama and found those 3,200 individuals.
The information he's talking about are people with alien registration numbers. Those are issued to immigrants who intend to live in this country permanently and have already applied for a green card. However, you're not eligible to vote with just an alien identification number. When I asked Allen how 3,000 plus were able to register in the first place, he couldn't give me the answer.
But it's our belief that only American citizens should be allowed to vote. Non-citizens, whether they're legal or illegal immigrants, cannot register to vote. It's a federal offense.
So in a state that is as red could possibly be, Alabama, you have 3,281 people registered to vote when one of the prerequisites to register to vote is citizenship.
Yeah.
And they're like the lady said in the newscaster was asking, how are they able to register to vote when they're illegal? That's a good question. This is a state with 5 million people in it, and they have 3,281 people registered to vote who are illegals.
Yeah.
That's not even all the dead people.
Yep.
Or the bad voter rolls. Or the people that have moved out of the state that receive a mail-in ballot. Again, when they move out of state, they don't receive the mail-in ballot out of state. Somebody in the state receives their mail-in ballot that gets filled out by a Democrat voting for a Democrat. 3,000 in Alabama. I wonder what it is in Illinois. Shall we guess?
Oh, geez.
What is it in Texas? 1.2 million.
California.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. 40 million people live in California. How many people there? This is why all the Republicans are in these. I mean, if you go around California, you ain't going to see Harris wall sign, Harry Ball signs. You're not going to see them. You're not going to see any of their signs. And all the Republicans inside of California going, how does this happen?
Yeah.
This is how it happens.
Yep.
It's all fraud. You really think Pennsylvania votes for Joe Biden, votes for Kamala Harris?
No.
They don't. Only Pittsburgh and Philadelphia vote for those people. And then they generate ballots, manifest them, create them in the middle of the night. They find out how many they're down. They have the population to support it in those areas. And they make up ballots in the middle of the night, as we saw in 2020. If this is not fixed, we ain't going to win. We can be as excited as we want about our candidates. We ain't going to win.
Yep.
Miranda Devine tweet. Where is the urgency from the RNC and GOP about illegal aliens voting in the presidential election? Good question. Where is it? I hope it's there. I hope there's things going on behind the scenes. I know there are a bunch of lawsuits, just so you know. There are. This isn't the sexiest thing to talk about, so you don't hear about it a lot. You'll hear things about, you know, Trump shooting, the Secret Service behind the shooting, the conspiracy behind the shooting. Vaccines, all this, and I love all that stuff. I do. The globalist cabal, all of that. Stuff about nuclear war, Ukraine, whatever, Hezbollah, and nobody wants to talk about election fraud. We aren't going to defeat any of those things if you don't win the election. I don't know what the BET of Weingarten, RNC investigate. Did a deep dive on the Ashari. I want to give credit. There they are. I don't know how to pronounce their names except for RC investigates. Did a deep dive on the issue. Tens of thousands of illegals have been found on the election rolls. on the election rolls. How can you be on an election roll when a prereq, when the prereq to be on an election roll is what, Aaron?
Citizenship.
Citizenship.
Hmm.
But tens of thousands. Trump lost Georgia by 11,000 votes. I know it was fraudulent. He actually won by several hundred thousand. But I'm just telling you, 66,000 of those votes were illegal. Not from illegals, but were illegal ballots. Tens of thousands of illegals have been found on the electoral rolls already in Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, Arizona, etc., but nobody is particularly worried. The DOJ and FBI refuse to investigate because the DOJ and the FBI are the Democratic Party. It behooves them not to investigate. It benefits them not to investigate because they are Democrats. All we hear is, well, it's illegal to vote if you're not a citizen, but they're all on the voter rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, this is all going to be litigated after the election. We're going to turn it. Oh, that worked out real well for us in 2020, didn't it? Mm-hmm. When every single trial we went to, we were told we didn't have standing.
Yeah.
And by the way, just to throw this out there for everybody else, you know, for people who haven't heard this yet, when they always tell you, Trump lost in every single court battle to try to prove that there was mass election fraud to the level that it could overturn an election. In 2020, Trump lost every one of those trials. That's what you'll hear Mark Elias say and all the Democratic Party pundits. Is that true? They'll say it. No, well, there's actually 99 attempts by Donald Trump. They were all dismissed for lack of standing, except for 30 of them. Out of the 30 that were actually heard in a trial setting, at a trial, he won 22 out of 30. Whoops.
Yeah.
That's the facts. Those are the facts. Very interesting, isn't it, that when you find out everything's a lie? 99.9% survivable virus treated like it's a bubonic plague. Global warming. You find out there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing to it. Global warming is an existential threat to your life. Existential threat to the world. Name one person who's died of it.
Yep.
It's just, I never understand when people operate their life in reaction to hysteria.
Yeah.
We just had a category 5 hurricane blow through here. Less than 2 years ago. It was not fun. Everybody in this room sat here in the middle of it. None of us were hysterical.
Yeah.
It was life-threatening. But none of us were. I never understand operating by hysteria. Anyway, I'm reading the article. Anyway, an unprosecuted crime is de facto legalization. Exactly. This is how absurdly in our face it is. San Francisco not only permits non-citizens to vote, but appointed one to serve as its elections commissioner. This is where we are. This is the people that are running, you Californians, you're wondering why you never win? Because in San Francisco, just as an example, they not only promote non-citizens voting, they had a non-citizen running their election. You're like, Tom, it could not be, this is hyperbolic. It could not be that absurd. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, let's go to the next one. George Tweed, I think. Breaking, a lawsuit just filed against the Wisconsin Election Commission. Now I'm building you back up. And the DMV for failing to verify if voter registrants are U.S. citizens. According to official data, this is very easy lawsuits, folks. If you're not a United States citizen, you're not allowed on the voter roll. Simple as that.
Yeah.
These lawsuits are being heard because there's no way not to hear them. Right. It's illegal to vote in the United States election if you are an illegal migrant. It's illegal to do an illegal thing. According to the official data, over 72,000 permanent non-residents in the state have identical driver's licenses compared to U.S. citizens. Oh. So you have 72,000 people with the same driver's license number. They all vote. Because all you have to do in Wisconsin, you don't need the last four of your Social Security number. You just need a driver's license. Well, there's 72,000 people that have the exact same information on their driver's licenses. And they all vote, according to Election Watch President at Peter Beniger. He also says the number could be as high as 300K.
Oh, my word.
And you're going to win? You really think we're going to win? Not unless this is fixed, but they're doing it there. So we could win Wisconsin. Somebody better be doing something in Texas or we're going to lose it.
Yep.
Somebody better be doing something in Pennsylvania or we're going to lose it. This is what, now they'll come out afterwards and they'll go, whoopsie daisy, we didn't realize that all of these illegals were voting. We'll get it right the next time. Because it's too late to fix it now because we only got 3 weeks till certification. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's all part of the Transition Integrity Project. Remember that? The Podesta brothers running the Transition Integrity Project which was Joe Biden's speech in the middle of the night. I know we're down by hundreds of thousands of votes, but trust me, it's all going to work out. We're not going to know tonight who won. Yeah, because they're going to shut down counting and then go print a bunch of ballots and then add them to the count.
Yep.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation still refuses to allow the Legislative Election Committee to review the name. Why would you not? Why can't the Legislative Election Committee review names? It's all public record. Because 72,000 have the exact same address? 72,000 people live at the same address? Anyone with a half-functioning brain can conclude that because no one is checking thousands of non-citizens are illegally registered to vote in November's election. There you go. Let's go to the next one. Wall Street Apes video. Tucker Carlson exposes U.S. Congress passed a loophole. Did you know that? Voted on by Democrats and Republicans to allow illegal migrants to vote. Play for me, Heather.
And it's happening for political reasons. It's happening because the Democratic Party has ceased making the case for itself to Americans. And so in order to keep power, in fact, to expand their power and to preside over the one-party state that they desire, they're going to need a brand new electorate. And this is their electorate. Foreigners will choose your leaders. You're not allowed to choose the leaders of foreign countries, but foreigners will choose your leaders, including in this election, this 2024 presidential election. Well, how would that work? It's illegal, you say, for illegal aliens to vote in a federal election. Well, actually, it's not illegal, it turns out. Congress passed something in the U.S. code, the federal code, a line that, unbeknownst to the rest of us, makes it legal for illegal aliens to vote in federal elections if they believe they are citizens. It's a state of mind. Did you know that? We didn't know that. Most people didn't know that.
It's a state of mind.
Oh.
And I've actually heard Democratic Party poll workers say that to people. If you believe that you're a citizen, you can vote. Because Republicans and Democrats passed that in the law because most Republicans are actually bourgeois globalist leftists. Most of them are. Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell, on and on. James Lankford with his illustrious border security bill that he did in partnership with Chuck Schumer.
Disgusting.
Yeah. These are Republicans. These are conservatives. No, they're bourgeois leftist elitists. So here's another one for you. So federal law is, if you believe that you are an American, I believe the children are the future. If you believe it, you can vote. You can vote, which, by the way, does not trump all the other laws. So this is all really not true, but it's actually in federal law. So it doesn't trump all the other laws that say that you have to be a citizen to vote. So what it does is leave a measure of ambiguity. So when all you have is 3 weeks until certification after an election, then you fight this out in court. Well, the law says this, that illegals can never vote in an election. But this part of the law says, if you believe you're not an illegal, you can vote in an election. And they fight it all out, so there's no time to adjudicate ballots prior to the election certification in every state. That's the Election Integrity Project, put together by the people like the Lenin Project. This is the Lincoln Project. Paul A. Cipolla video. 10,000 illegals discovered using their social security number in Arizona. Play for me.
We discovered 10,000 people using the exact social security number. See if this one rings true. You take an illegal, you bring them in. They sign a piece of paper promising to pay taxes. What they get is a social security number. So the employers can take out the taxes. Put a pin in that. Here's what they do. In cities like this, let's think of a chicken processor. They will bring in hundreds of illegals. They will spread them out across all of these plants and factories, giving them jobs. They're all using the same social security number. The IRS unconnected our names from the social security number. Now when you look it up, it just pings to see if there's an employer. If there is, it says it's good, it validates it. Why do they do that? because all of these factories are giving them Social Security numbers. The government turns its back on it. As soon as you have a Social Security number and you go over to Motor Rotor, pass the driver's court test, right? You get a driver's license. The person looks, you got a social, you must be a citizen. That's how they pack the rolls. By the way, those guys don't pay taxes anyway. It's taken out by companies. Our government's been sitting on $1.7 trillion slush fund that one fund has still in it to this day. So if you want to know where the dark money comes from, by the way, that's what, $100 million in a month in interest? I could go on. I now understand this is why they tried to kill us. And it's not stuff I wanted to know. It's not stuff I wanted to know about my country. It's not stuff I believed. But we have a uniparty. We don't have multiple parties. Everybody's benefited from this at one time or another.
One.
I'm reading comments in the chat here. MPs, I'm nauseous. Lennon Jeff, Black Pitt, Judy, Danita, wow. Regina loves art. I want all my tax money back.
For real.
Totally true. Female man, 58, just found this. House passed bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote, fanning a GOP talking point, dated 7/10. Yeah, they passed it in the House. It's got to go all the way through the Senate and then go to Joe Biden, who will veto it.
Yeah.
It's good that they did that, but sometimes you have to wonder about people's motivations, though. It's whenever you are not in power, whenever the Republicans are not in power, they pass every conservative ideal
exactly
through the House because they know it'll never be ratified in law.
100%.
That was the Johnny McCain special.
Oh yeah.
Johnny McCain. We got to get rid of Obamacare until he actually had the power to do it and he voted to keep Obamacare. That's how it is. I think it was 7 times that the Republicans voted to take down Obamacare, and when they had the power to do it, they voted to keep it.
Yep.
There you go. Because most Republicans are actually Democrats. Credit Bongino on that. But no Democrats are actually Republicans. Again, credit Bongino. So right here in this state. Now, you're wondering why it is that Tyson fired all of its United States citizen employees and replaced them with illegals. Remember Tyson Foods did that? Tyson mm-hmm. Chicken did that? Remember, Aaron? You remember?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the reason why is because they get what? When they get hired on at Tyson, they get a Social Security number. You get a Social Security, you're like, well, yeah, but not in every state. You can't vote with just a security number. Yeah, but once you get the Social Security number, then you can vote in the states that only require a Social Security number,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Or you go down to the DMV.
Yep.
And now you get a driver's license, and now you can vote. And all of these people in Arizona, 10,000 of them, Arizona, 10,000, have the same address at a factory. They got their Social Security numbers from their employers, and then we got driver's license and registered to vote. If you're wondering why the Democrats, why is it that, go back to the job numbers. Why is it that there's 2.9 million, since 2019, 2,000, get this, Aaron, get this. Mm-hmm. 2,000, and not since 2019, there's 2.9 million more jobs for illegals and net loss of jobs for American citizens, 183,000 lost jobs. Net loss.
Jeez.
So we, as United States citizens, over the last 5 years, have a net loss of 183,000 jobs. If you're an illegal, there is a net gain of 2.9 million jobs in those 5 years.
Disgusting.
This is why. They get their Social Security numbers from their jobs. Then they can register to vote via the DL or direct registry through using the last four of their Social Security number.
Yeah.
This is where we are. This is the true status of our country. Listen, I'm used to people not responding well to the truth. I think I might have set a new record on Sunday morning of people walking out of the back door of the church. I mean, we can seat, I don't know how many people we can seat in there, not 850 people, something like 870 people.
Something like okay. that.
And you know, we probably had 800 people in the building, okay, mm-hmm. for total with kids and everything this Sunday, right? I mean, I don't know how many people walked out here. Well, the last people that walked out, Heather caused it. Hope calling on Heather. No, I mean, it's just people just can't control their kid in the middle of a service. And just ask, can you just take your kid and go put him in the baby room? Can you do that? No, if you make us do that, we're all leaving. Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. Yeah. You're an absolute ridiculous human being. Well, this is how people are with politics too. Here's the truth. You talk about this stuff and Republicans are actually disinterested. And then they lose the next election. And they lose the next election.
Yep.
And they lose the next election. This is what we should be most excited about, is figuring out how to fix this.
Yeah.
We can go out there and we can go wave our Trump signs all we want. I've done all of that. And I love all of that. I love the Trump parades. You're going to see a Trump boat parade in the postgame here in a minute.
Yeah.
I love all of that, but it's useless. This is what has to be fixed. Or we can wave all the flags we want, and we can put together as many boat parades as we want. We can pack out arenas and show everybody that we are actually the larger constituency. It doesn't matter if you're the largest constituency when the people counting the votes tell you that you aren't.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, I just dragged your way down. Let me show you how to do it right. His name is Ron DeSantis. I don't care if you liked him in the federal election campaign, him and Trump v. DeSantis for the president, the Republican nomination for president, the primary stuff. Who cares? He's an awesome governor.
Yep.
This is how you do it. DC Drano tweet. 2018, Senator Rick Scott and Governor Ron DeSantis barely won their elections by less than 1 point in Florida. So you don't remember this. You got like Andrew Gillum, who was later found in a hotel room with poop, blood, and sperm all mixed together on a bed, and men involved. Okay, just leave.
And drugs.
Thing. And drugs. Yeah, that's right. And drugs involved. That's who Ron DeSantis beat him by like 20,000 votes.
Yeah.
That's how close we were to Andrew Gillum. And Andrew Gillum would have been our governor during COVID.
Oh,
and that Aaron and I would be in federal prison right now.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, and Heather would be in a women's prison. We'd all be gone. All right, that's the way it would be. After DeSantis took office, he passed election reform laws. That's what has to be done. You're like, it's not going to help us in Illinois. Who cares? If we get it done, if Glenn Youngkin does it in Virginia, you'll see the true election results.
Yeah.
Which would be about 60-40 Republican.
Yeah.
That's the true election results in states like that. Wisconsin, 70-30 Republican.
Yep.
No, Thomas. No, they just manifest ballots in the middle of the night in Milwaukee. That's what they do. That's why you drive around Trump flag everywhere and you lose. It's impossible. I guarantee you, Minnesota is 65-45 Republican.
Yeah.
It is, except for Minneapolis, St. Paul. If you don't pass election reform laws, you're going to lose over and over and over and over again because it doesn't matter who votes or how many people vote. It matters who counts the vote. Joseph Stalin quote.
Yep.
After DeSantis took office, he passed election reform laws, fired corrupt Broward County election officials, and created an election police force. That's what you do. Not for his own, not for our favor. Just so you know what, we get an accurate count. So that's so Republicans can win. And so that we get an accurate count. If we get an accurate count and we lose, you'll hear me. I'll be the first one to say we lost fairly. If I know that I lost fairly, I will acknowledge that I lost fairly.
100%.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? If Kamala wins, I just threw up my mouth a little bit. If Kamala wins in November, okay, and I knew that it was fair, I'd be going, you know what? I'm moving to El Salvador.
Yeah.
And we're going to start. Heather's going to move wherever I move. That's what she keeps telling me. Here in Travis, they're going wherever I go.
We should go to Poland.
You know, no, El Salvador is better.
Oh, yeah?
El Salvador is better. I mean, listen, there's people that I was listening to Alex Jones. There's a guy on Alex Jones. He's just a lock, stock, and barrel. He's 60 years old. He moved to El Salvador.
All right,
I'm pure in. Democracy, baby.
I'm
pure
in.
Democracy. You know, but anyway, I'm just telling you, if it was a valid election, I'm good. I'll just say, you know what? This country's screwed.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what they want. And you know what? You just Matthew 10:13-15. I'll just, you know, if thou sold is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet.
Yep.
That's what I do. If it's the truth, it's the truth. That's what if America wants, actually wants, a totalitarian, authoritarian dictatorship, communist, socialist, they can have it. They can. That's what they vote in. I'm fine with it. But I am not convinced that's the case.
Yeah.
I am convinced that a minimum of 60% of Americans are MAGA.
100%, yeah.
Are MAGA.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, 500,000, get this, Aaron, get this stat. Heard the Alex Jones stat today on his guest. I'd give the guest the credit, but I can't remember his name. Guest on Alex Jones that I was watching today, so it was probably from yesterday's show. How many unregistered gun owners are there in Pennsylvania alone? 500,000. They don't vote. Donald Trump lost Pennsylvania by 70,000, 80,000 votes. 500,000 registered gun owners don't vote.
Jeez.
So and like, I just don't want to be part of this. You know, I just want to be left alone. Okay. You aren't going to, you're voting to not be left alone by wanting to be left alone.
Right. Right.
In 2022, DeSantis, Rubio, and other Republicans won by, so look at line before. DeSantis takes office. He does the following. Passes election reform laws, fired corrupt election officials, created election police force. So in just 4 years later, after winning by like 0.1%, DeSantis, Rubio, and I don't know about Rick Scott, but DeSantis, Rubio, and other Republicans won by 20 points.
Yeah.
Against well-known Democratic candidates like former Governor Charlie Crist. Yes, DeSantis has done a great job, and lots of Patriots moved to Florida during COVID, but Florida did not magically become a 20-point red state in only 4 years. All D.C. Drano writing this. This happened because we now have mostly clean elections, voter ID, and no mass mail-in ballots. You're here to this day. You'll hear Arizona election officials to this day. You know, we may not know who won the election the night of the election. Why? There's 11 million people live in Arizona. 11 million.
Yeah.
23 million live in Florida. And we know who wins by 10 o'clock that night, if not before that.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're not corrupt and Arizona is.
Yep.
With Katie Hobbs running the show. See, you see the numbers right here. You see the numbers. Look at DeSantis. Crushes Crist. Absolutely crushed. Go to the next one, Heather. There you go. So there it is. I just want, there's the previous. Look, that's what it was before election reform.
0.4%.
Jeez. 0.4% over Andrew, feces mixed with blood and semen and drugs, Gillum.
Ugh.
All right. Oh, man. 10-19. All right. I'll call it. I got all kinds of Kamala stuff, man, I wanted to get to. Oh, let me do this one. Go to the next one for me. Just real quick. Just real quick. Just one more minute. One more minute.
One more.
One more.
All right.
This is it. Yeah. One more. This will be it. Just so, man, there's so much I want to do.
There's so much good stuff, you know?
So much good stuff.
So little time.
But Aaron always says, what do you always tell me, Aaron?
You got tomorrow.
I got tomorrow. Yeah. All right. But I had to show you this one. Kamala Harris has declined the Fox News debate with Trump scheduled for September 4th. Why do you think she's declining it? The credit here, Alex Jones. Why do you think she's declining it? I never thought of this. I just thought cowardice, which is part of it. Why do you think she's declining it? She's declining it because she believes Trump's going to be sentenced to jail September 11th for Judge Mershon for the New York case.
Oh, yeah.
So she's trying to bail on it now. She's trying to say, you know what? He's going to be going to jail anyway, so I don't need to debate him 7 days prior to his sentencing. That's why she's committed to no September debates. She believes he's going to jail. We better pray that he doesn't. And Mershon, being the communist, dictator, socialist, corrupt judge that he is, we need to pray people like that out of office. All right, that's it. 20 minutes in overtime. That's good. Are there any bets on me tonight? Just Nas. Nas put it 20. Too close to Nas. Missed it by 2 minutes. Rumble Rants. Noon Monk, thank you. $20. Nas, $10. Thank you so much. Tammy Margritter, $10. Thank you so much. Mara Z, $5. Thank you so much. Buckeye Nut, 1968. Very consistent giver along with Tammy and Noon Monk. Thank you, guys. $5. Really appreciate it. Seriously, really do appreciate it. All goes to Foundation Church, which runs this podcast, pays for this podcast, pays the huge salaries of Aaron and Heather sitting right next to me. All right. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Stick around for post game. It is awesome. You got to see the first video. There's some really good stuff in here, though. You got to see it. Great stuff. Love you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day, for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No! I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, you know, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it, year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.